Hustlers, con artists, scammers. They seem to get more sophisticated and more predatory every day. Hawaiian Electric has seen a marked increase in the number of scams aimed at its customers in recent weeks and is reaching out to the public to stop them. As HECO spokesperson Peter Rosegg told my colleague Chris Vandercook the other day, these criminals are hard to detect and they're well-versed in the ways of the Internet.
I think the ability for people to hide behind mysterious phone numbers and call from anywhere and change their phone number frequently has given them a lot of opportunities, and they've gotten more sophisticated. Sometimes now people get calls, and it actually says Hawaiian Electric or HECO on the telephone ID, so they've gotten more sophisticated. It's pretty much a no-risk scam because it's very hard to find these people. You send off your money to an anonymous kind of Ethernet sort of source, and it's virtually impossible to catch these people. So it's gotten more sophisticated. They're aiming at larger businesses and institutions, and also always trying to hit on the small business. We're in one of the upswings that happens from time to time.
Even if you traced the phone call back to a source, it would probably be pretty easy to wiggle out of responsibility for that call.
Sure. And people buy and sell phones, drop off numbers. They've gotten very sophisticated in terms of hiding themselves. So it's probably, unfortunately, a pretty profitable business to be in, scamming people, and you never have to see them face to face. We're seeing a lot, and we're just trying to give our customers a warning that
sure.
The only way to protect yourself is to be very careful.
Well, Peter, let's give a quick outline of scams that you're seeing lately.
Sure. Somebody calls up and says, we're calling from Hawaiian Electric. And as I said, the phone may show that it's a Hawaiian Electric ID. And they say, you know, you're behind on your payment. If you don't pay within an hour, we'll have to cut off your service. And sometimes they'll say, we'll send somebody by to pick up the money. But then they'll call back and say, no, we can't send that person by. So you have to go over to the convenience store or to the drugstore or mm-hmm. supermarket and use a certain kind of payment. And these are the kinds of payments that don't leave any record. And some of the drugstores, Long's, for example, they've been training their managers to keep an eye out for people that buy these things that don't look like they should. But, you know, there's only a certain amount that they can do. You know, if somebody wants to buy one of these things legitimately, and it's really, you know, hard to stop them from doing that.
Money orders are equivalent to cash.
Right. Once you've put sent them into the system, they are cash, equivalent of cash, and they're taken out at the other end, and there's very little or no record. And again, by the time law enforcement can get to wherever they think this might have gone, there's no trace of whoever might have taken it. So it's a very well thought out scam, and I'm sure it's being perpetrated on other kinds of businesses, but we think utilities across the nation, frankly, are very much susceptible. There's a cohort, a bunch of utilities that are working together because we see it all over the country, and it's hard to know where it's coming from. Probably not from within the state, probably from somewhere else. Who knows? So the pressure is just on. The threat is we'll turn off your power right when you need it the most, and you've got to act very quickly. Don't take time to think this over. And if you say, well, I think I paid, they say, no, your payment's not here, or it may have gone into the wrong account. And you say to them, well, I never got a notice or anything. We says, well, we've sent the notice, but you must have missed it. And now if you don't pay up, we're going to cut off your service. And if you're a small business, like a little lunch counter or that sort of thing, they'll try to call it at noon when you're busiest and when you can least afford to have that power cut off. And they will be quite insistent. And the only real solution to that is to hang up.
You know, Peter, I'm going to take a wild guess that a lot of these are targeted at immigrant populations.
I think that's right. I think people, both timing to get businesses that are going to be in busy periods, and I think people that may or may not speak English that well, that are not that conversant with how to protect themselves, I think those are prime targets, no question.
You know, because it's they also might be used to governments where they came from that are that draconian, yeah?
that may be. But, you know, they're trying to run a small business and, you know, they think they paid, but maybe they, you know, maybe I missed the payment. If you're a single proprietor or a small business, family business, you've got a thousand things on your mind. And in other cases, you know, maybe you're a small company and somebody else is supposed to be paying your bills for you. Well, you think they paid, but you don't know for sure. So, yeah, I think they are pretty clever about going after the least able to kind of just tell them to where they should go.
Pretty cruel, isn't it? But that's why they call them criminals.
Yeah, that's true.
Are there also scams, Peter, where they, you know, use the internet payment to reach into your pocket this way?
Yeah, I think they need you, the customer, to take an action. Mm-hmm. So it takes the customer to initiate something. But anyway, they can make that money move from your hands to their hands. They're not picky. But that's why the first line of defense is the customer himself. We tell people if they're the least bit suspicious, hang up and don't call back the number they gave you. Call back our customer service number, which you'll find in the phone book, you'll find on our website, you'll find on our app. And we'll be glad to look up your account and tell you, you know, well, you don't owe anything. You're all paid up. The last thing we want to do is turn off anybody's power because we realize how essential that is. So in cases where customers are in arrears, we will work with them to get a payment plan or to for customers, residential customers, we can direct you to some social service agencies who will help you, you know, get over this current problem until you get in better economic shape. And we would never, ever call and say we're going to turn off the power in an hour or 2 hours. That's just not the way we work. It's a long process with a lot of notice and a lot of warning. And as I said, the last thing we want to do is turn you off. It's a hassle for us. And if you do get turned off for, you know, lack of payment, then it's going to cost you even more to get started again. So we don't want to subject our customers to that. We don't want them to be scammed. We don't want them to send money to somebody else. Pay your bill. Don't pay any more than you owe us.
And when in doubt, call HECO, right?
Absolutely. Call. Hang up on somebody. Don't call the number that they've given you. They very often will give you a callback number, and it could be an 808 number. It could sound like it's a legitimate business number. But go to the phone book and look up Hawaiian Electric Customer Service, or go to the website, www.hawaiianelectric.com. Or we have apps now at the Apple Store and the Google Store, and you can do your business online. And you can also go in to make payments in some legitimate stores, some supermarkets and so forth. They're all listed on our website. If you have a bill that you've paid, the phone numbers are there. It's all, you know, it's all spelled out for you. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get in touch with us.
Peter Rozek works in corporate relations for Hawaiian Electric Company. He's also a member of the Community Advisory Board of Hawaii Public Radio. That is the conversation for this Pledge Drive Monday. I'm Bill Dorman in for Chris Vandercook, and now we will take you back to Pledge Central and my colleague Ray Cruz.